your kiss, Medusa's touch. Turn to a pillar of soul. To die now would be perfection. Then my loneliness closes in, so I drink a German wine and drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. And drift in dreams of other lives and greater times. Grab my mind, drunken thoughts of wounds and men. Why does the devil leave for us this legacy of loneliness, this cry for him?
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, August 8th, 2023. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is, well, normally my broadcast is beyond the official narrative. Of course, we're all helping hosts at RBN here in this slot until we get a permanent fixture here. And yeah, do check out my show. That's midday, 12 p.m. Central, Monday to Friday, for my normal broadcast. But indeed, there is a lot of news to cover today, and so try to get right into it, take calls for all of hour two. And we seem to have most of the website issues worked out on the primary website. As far as the archives section, which actually is partially with a third party, that's still under maintenance. So we hope to get that sorted as soon as possible, and apologize for the inconvenience in the meantime. If you want some sort of option like calling in by cell phone, listen-only options and that sort of thing, there should be options still on the web pages. Or, of course, you can call the control room to get other options if you're having trouble. But yes, so, well, breaking news first, I suppose, you know, before we get to anything else. Well, this was from Dr. James Fetzer, actually. He brought this article to me this morning when I had him on my show as a guest. Breaking explosive out of ColoradoFreePress.com. So I figure it's worth sharing. Shocking attempt to hide the truth uncovered. ESNS accused of blocking access to crucial election records nationwide. Massive election fraud exposed. President Trump vindicated. In a jaw-dropping revelation, elections system and software, election systems and software, as ESNS, has been caught red-handed in an audacious scheme to prevent public access to vital public records related to the administration of elections. The bombshell report suggests that the company is trying to cloak their actions in secrecy and hide critical information from the American public. The hidden treasure trove of data and evidence held hostage by ESNS and their co-conspirators is nothing short of a game changer. It is the ultimate vindication for President Donald J. Trump, providing undeniable evidence that the 2020 and 2022 elections were rigged and fraudulent, blocking the evidence. The information that ESNS is seeking to hide from public disclosure contains the data and evidence that vindicate President Donald J. Trump and prove with absolute certainty the 2020 and 22 elections significantly and materially impacted by massive election fraud via compromised electronic voting systems on a nationwide basis. So they have more evidence, folks, and it goes on. You can check it out there. I mentioned the title and website for what it is. And another breaking news headline here. Ukraine claims it foiled major assassination plot against Zelensky. Ukraine's security services say they have thwarted a major assassination plot which targeted President Vladimir Zelensky, according to the country's Secret Service on Monday. Now, of course, this is good for optics, isn't it? One woman who lives in the southern Ukraine has been arrested, allegedly for planning to inform Russian intelligence of Zelensky's precise whereabouts as be visited. And this is for the Mykolaiv region, I'm pronouncing that poorly, where the southeastern front with Russian forces is located. Security officials said she was caught red-handed. I really don't see Zelensky as any more than a puppet, frankly, the same way I see Biden and his administration. Taking him out, is that really going to change things? I don't know, maybe for the theater side of, you know, Ukraine's winning and he's the representative of, we're fighting, as Macron said, over in France, for LGBT rights there in Ukraine against Russia, right? And Zelensky stating, past months, when this is all over, Ukraine will be the most multicultural country in all of Europe. So, you know, this is very questionable. And of course, with the timing, this is more optics, but I'm reporting it because it's coming as breaking news, trying to impact, of course, the public perception. Over in Haiti, U.S. shutters Haiti embassy amid rapid gunfire as armed gangs have run over the capital completely. It's getting far worse. Haiti's problems have gone from bad to worse, as they're putting it, after years of political instability. Raging gang violence, rampant kidnapping, food and medicine shortages, and the outbreak of deadly diseases like cholera. So many thousands of Haitians have flooded the streets of Port-au-Prince this week, angry over the lack of security or any rule of law in crime-ridden neighborhoods. So, these people have their own problems, and their culture dictates how their leaders need to deal with things for their culture and race. Really, the biggest issue with the U.S. there is that they've been there whatsoever. People will argue a lot of these islands were populated due to, and then we get into who was really behind a lot of this and slave ships, and we don't really need to go through all that. But so, yeah, no, just some, breaking stories out there. But, on to the domestic politics of the day, as it were. Many are saying the impeachment effort is losing steam in the House GOP. The Homeland Security Secretary was supposed to be an easier impeachment target for Republicans, but after months of work, they still don't have the votes. Alejandro Mayorkas as Homeland Security Secretary. But centrist Republicans were never quite sold on impeaching the secretary over problems at the border, they're saying. And Republicans, even the most vocal, pushing to remove them, are acknowledging they're finding GOP skeptics virtually immovable. But, and of course, are they really ever going to treat the Biden family crimes seriously, I'll add? I would seriously doubt it, considering how much the administration plays ball with the, far left money backers, money-backing bankers, the internationalists' agendas as well. But, they are frightened out there that it's time for a changing of the guard. We still have a lot of people and their careers and perception and their agendas that are dependent on Democrats holding power for any given term in any capacity in these factions of Washington. Democrats are fretting as younger voters show signs of discontent. A story out of Zero Hedge. As this political landscape for 2024 begins to take shape, and we're seeing more and more young voters distance themselves from the Democrat Party, that once reliable demographic may be shifting right. The DOJ, though, is potentially looking to prosecute independent journalist Steve Baker. He's on Twitter prominently, and for his role reporting on January 6th. And he's out there stating I did no violence, property damage, or parading on January 6th. I behaved as a journalist and followed the story where I went that day, period. Anyone who has followed my work knows that I am not even a Trump supporter. Later, 2.5 years later, I receive a grand jury subpoena. Grand juries do not investigate misdemeanor offenses. They have requested that I not disclose the existence of this subpoena. Sorry, I let that cat out of the bag 3 days ago. The fact is, they know the story I've been working on for 10 months and I'm about to drop. They're not going to stop it from coming out. Their timing for this action is fully transparent. I will not go gently into that good night. Steve Baker. So, you know, yeah, they're concerned about any alternate narratives to how they want perception of January 6th as a crucial step, I'd say, in this path toward a totalitarian United States future. Just like the Patriot Act with 9/11, you know, I mean, this is a, it's important for them to keep that narrative, hold on to that narrative of January 6th. And again, regardless of what you think of Trump or partisan politics, it's a true fact that, this is pushing a lot of the agendas, maintaining the control as well to a good extent. But we have a Jack Smith out there plotting a third indictment against Trump. Special counsel Jack Smith, that is, probe of efforts by Donald Trump and others to subvert the 2020 election, remaining ongoing, focusing on fundraising and spending by Trump's political action committee this past week. The grand jury that indicted Trump last week was spotted meeting Tuesday in the federal courthouse in Washington. And so we'll see, you know, I mean, again, many are wondering what's going to happen in court. Can Trump get an impartial jury in D.C.? What the law requires. That was an article from the Gatestone Institute, from Alan Dershowitz, pointing out the Sixth Amendment of the United States Constitution guarantees the accused the right to an impartial jury. That has been a big issue. Yeah, where and who he's going to be presiding with. The electric Kool-Aid Trump indictment is one article over at, well, Blacklisted News had it via racket.news, but it's a good way to put it. You know, I mean, is this, again, it's about the optics. And they are clearly afraid. Those, again, who are benefiting from Democratic forces being in power in the House, in the Senate, in the presidency. I mean, DeSantis, he fired his campaign manager. In a positive sense, some are reporting it as a reload. In a more negative sense, like over at Politico, who are certainly not very right-leaning, but it's good to, you know, get a sense of what all sides are trying to push when checking out the slant over there. DeSantis replaces campaign manager as he struggles to catch up to Trump. A third major reshuffling of his operations, they're saying. But, you know, I mean, well, certainly you have to reassess things as time goes on, and you gauge the public for that election season and whether or not you're even viable as a candidate, for that matter. Nancy Pelosi is out there declaring America will cease to exist if Trump becomes president again. I pointed this out to James Fetzer earlier. Again, on my broadcast, his response was, it's just a clear and blatant projection of how much, with another Democrat in a row this time around in the presidency, it could very well confirm that America will cease to exist. In other politics, Massachusetts governor slams White House for federal crisis of inaction on migrants. Governor Maura Healey's declaration comes as Democratic leaders from Massachusetts and New York are ramping up the pressure on the Biden administration to fast-track work permits for asylum seekers in New York City, where asylum seekers are sleeping on the sidewalks outside a lot of these intake centers. We have Eric Adams blaming the White House for not sending enough federal aid. How about allowing all of these illegals here? And the whole process. I mean, when they process you, they say, okay, here's a court date. You're free to go. It's just absurd. And, of course, it's just a whole discussion in itself, the border, immigration, both illegal and legal. But, well, getting on to geopolitics, international news, and this is sort of a hybrid article topic. The FBI official involved in Trump-Russia hoax to plead guilty to conspiring with Russia. According to the Washington Times, this is what's being proposed here. And this is an New York Counterintelligence Division agent, ex-FBI, pleading guilty to charges of collusion with Russia. A federal judge suggested in a Monday order, reported by the Washington Times, they're saying, you know, I think this is just a way to try to tarnish the optics of Russia at a crucial time in this war. That's all I think this really is. So they're saying Charles McGoingle was arrested in January and charged with violating U.S. sanctions on Russia by taking secret payments from the Russian oligarch Oleg V. Deripaska to investigate a rival oligarch. You know, and it's so again, you know, it's just trying to wave the finger at Russia on a side reference is the way I see it. But as far as Ukraine itself is concerned, Zelensky is still talking tough, of course, his aides as well. We have an aide to Zelensky just yesterday vowing there will be no compromise with Moscow to end the fighting in Ukraine, rejecting the idea of a ceasefire. And this was Mikhailo Podolyak saying the only foundation for negotiations could be Zelensky's peace formula, which calls for a full Russian withdrawal before peace talks can happen. There can be no compromise positions as immediate ceasefires and negotiations here and now that give Russia time to stay in the occupied territories. He wrote on X. Of course, it's what Elon Musk rebranded Twitter. So, you know, instead of Twitter and tweets, it's X and I don't know, what are they calling them now? X's? I really don't know. They must be trying to rebrand that, too. But another article, this one out of Politico, so take it with a grain of salt. Ukraine declares war on Russia's Black Sea shipping. Kiev warns it's completely unjustifiable for Western vessels to continue shipping Russian oil. We have Russian ports and ships on the Black Sea, including tankers carrying millions of barrels of oil to Europe, which could justifiably be attacked by the Ukrainian military as part of efforts to weaken Moscow's war machine, a senior Kiev official warned Monday, in the wake of two recent attacks on Russian vessels. Everything the Russians are moving back and forth on the Black Sea is our valid military targets. Oleg Ustenko, an economic advisor to Ukrainian President Zelensky, told Politico, saying the move was retaliation for Russia withdrawing from the UN-brokered Black Sea grain deal and unleashing a series of missile attacks on agricultural stores and ports. We have the break, folks. Stick around. We'll be back with more news and views.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
And we are back, folks, here with, well, what really happens, transition stage, joint resolutions, Richard Carey from Beyond the Official Narrative, and we're in the geopolitical portion of the news roundup. I was just quoting a bit on the, grandstanding from Ukrainian officials. And, of course, this grain deal has been a point of contention. Zelensky, again, said that current aggression phase, I suppose, was retaliation for Russia withdrawing from that UN-brokered Black Sea grain deal, unleashing a series of missile attacks on agricultural stores and ports. This story started with Russia blocking the grain corridor, threatening to attack our vessels, destroying our ports, Yutensko said. Our marine infrastructure is under constant attack, he claims. So Ukraine, though, is warning of significant weapons shortages. So, you know, in the midst of all this talking tough, it's all about rubbing their fingers together, looking for more money, right? And this has been a large money laundering operation. Some think it's about redeveloping a lot of Ukrainian land, possibly repopulating a large amount of the peoples there. And, well, certainly, of course, the optics, you know, regarding Russia traditionalism versus this globalist virtue signaling is another factor. All in addition to the original point of contention for the eventual Russian retaliation, really, for what's been going on for nearly a decade from the West. As far as these regions, Philippines is accusing China of firing water cannons at its ships and summoning the ambassador. So we have a couple of different individual sources reporting separate takes, but China tells the Philippines to remove grounded ship from disputed reef in South China Sea. China's called on the Philippines to remove a grounded warship from the South China Sea after an encounter in the area between Chinese and Philippine Coast Guard vessels. Over the weekend, a Chinese vessel fired water cannons at Philippine boats trying to resupply the grounded ship on Second Thomas Shoal, a feature of the Spratly Islands. So, yeah, we have a bit more tension over there. Four Syrian soldiers were killed by Israeli airstrikes on Damascus. Israeli airstrikes targeting the Syrian capital of Damascus early Monday morning, killing four Syrian soldiers, wounding four more, according to the SANA, Syrian news agency. There's a bit more developing in Iran as far as, you know, the projected aggression. Over 3,000 U.S. Marines and sailors arrive in Middle East in deployment aimed at Iran. That was just this past Sunday as part of a previously announced deployment aimed at Iran as tensions are rising in the region. The troops are part of an amphibious readiness group Marine expeditionary unit, arriving on board the amphibious assault ship USS Bataan and docking landing ship USS Carter Hall. And that was in the Red Sea Sunday, transiting through the Suez Canal. We had spokesman, Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Nasir Kanani, who accused the U.S. military of fueling regional instability. The U.S. government's military presence in the region has never created security. Their interests in this region have always compelled them to fuel instability and insecurity, he said. We are deeply convinced that the countries of the Persian Gulf are capable of ensuring their own security. End of quote. So, in another area, overseas, false witnesses and sinister plots exposing the CIA connection and the Chinese police station narrative. And this is really international in what was being alleged. We've been hearing about this for months. I reported on it myself on my show, hearing about these alleged Chinese police stations popping up in all sorts of countries all over the globe. But I mean, at the time, you know, it was presented as if they had evidence, and I don't know if many of us looked into it much deeper than the surface articles. But, you know, it was still being framed in the context of them looking over their own citizens, not trying to police the rest of us, but trying to police their citizens even when they're on foreign land, basically, or something, or spy on them and what have you, was the impression. I hear the break, though, folks. We'll be right back, though. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back, folks, here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey of Beyond the Official Narrative filling in. Possibly, I'm not sure what we're doing at the station next week. I don't know, I might be for Monday and Tuesday next week as well. But, just finishing up this Chinese police station narrative story. We were told they were policing their own citizens internationally at these police stations were popping up in the U.S. and elsewhere. And it turns out that, they've been denying it all along. Mint Press has the story now, though, that is bringing forth further evidence. It was, Beijing denies their existence, claiming purported examples to merely be initiatives constructed by regional public security bureaus during the COVID-19 pandemic, primarily said to offer Chinese citizens overseas administrative services, such as driving license renewal. Much tamer, sort of a slant, to be sure. And with all the China bashing from the West recently, it's not hard to believe this could indeed be the be the source of those reports we were getting. But on shifting a bit toward economic news, Joe Biden signs into law a bill approving U.S.-Taiwan trade agreement, a trade agreement to boost bilateral economic ties. The agreement covers streamlining customs procedures, combating corruption, and helping small businesses navigate regulatory procedures in both markets. Legislative branch's authority asserted, as law requires U.S. trade representatives to brief Congress on negotiations with Taiwan. Why not try to just keep as many jobs here as possible? I mean, you know, they like competing overseas to pay the low wages you can in a place near China, compete with the Chinese manufacturing. But, yeah, again, you know, American workers, and we should be manufacturing, but not from a globalist corporate perspective, of course. But we're supposed to see this as positive. And a token gesture when you look at the economy, even in the most positive way of slanting it. The stock market, for that matter, is tanking hard, folks. And they're out there saying, be ready for more. U.S. stocks will underperform global equities over the next decade. As far as economic statistics, this is a interesting piece over at Real Investment Advice, Lance Roberts. Excesses exist currently that have historically never occurred. And they talk about, well, the cyclical bull market started after the market plunge post-COVID-19 lockdowns. But they go back to the 80s, talking about the over decade-long slumps that a lot of these figures, you know, related to bear and bull cycles exist. But I mean, you know, it shows that it's very much a lot of ends at the same time converging. You know, economic cycles can only go on forever for so long, cannot go on forever. And of course, the real threat is a market-driven dollar downgrade, as some people are putting it. But this is internationally speaking, you know, the dollar's value. And of course, the money printing is largely part of it. I mean, we didn't know how many regular injections J.P. Morgan and the likes were getting. And that's been revealed more recently. But in addition to that, now suddenly after all the money printing and giving it to those who already had the most money, ever since the COVID money printing onward here, including all the social justice causes and Ukraine causes for printing of additional dollars. Now that you have that transfer of wealth, they're taking money out of the supply currently there, reducing it. And of course, the rates are going to kill everyday people. It's basically going to siphon it from the poorest and make them even more poor. The middle class, turn them poor. And really, I see it as all related when you look at the goal of getting us out of our own vehicles, to get us away from home ownership. You know, these green agendas, economic scarcity, fuel agendas, food agendas, for that matter, you know. But, yes, no, I mean, the market is generally disconnected, but we're starting to see an end of the rope, really, where it really can't survive on nothing indefinitely. Futures and yields slide, global markets tumble. As mood sours, we've had, again, you know, a dismal news on many fronts recently, the property market among them. And as far as, I mean, we're hearing about the shelter inflation. Some were suggesting 5% tops the next year. We're seeing from the San Francisco Fed baseline, a forecast suggesting year-over-year shelter inflation will continue through late 2024, may turn negative, far, far worse than the projections. And, of course, both a private home ownership, corporate real estate, I mean, these are bubbles that are starting to crack, but they're going to get bailed out, is the thing. You know, right now we have things maintained. I mean, the buy-ups from BlackRock and Vanguard regarding private ownership. And yet, in the corporate world, it's not being maintained as much. I was reporting on that yesterday. But, you know, yeah, you keep printing money. You want free money from the government, and you wind up with lower real wages, obviously, as far as your spending power. The New York Fed's stating right now total household debt, it reaches $17.06 trillion in Q2 2023, increasing $2.9 trillion since the end of 2019. Credit card debt exceeds $1 trillion for the first time. And so the debt bomb is a tick, tick, ticking away. The client, you know, a lot of the market biz is kind of irrelevant to everyday people's, well, expenses and cost of living concerns. But if you're a trader, you know, I mean, a lot of these, Zero Hedge is a good source, of course, for those who are into day trading. They're saying the clock has now started on negative market gamma. Pretty good one out there from Spot Gamma. CTA and volatility control funds reflect extreme downside convexity. It's just, again, you know, these are terms that are mostly just used by economists. But for everyday people, like this one on Guitar Center, a canary in the coal mine, they're saying. Just how, you know, a lot more people are desperate enough, or if they can't even get anything decent from a pawn shop, or, you know, no one has the money to even take what they're trying to pawn, that they're willing to take a 70% downgrade at Guitar Center. You know, this one person making an example of a Gibson Les Paul, 40th anniversary, limited edition, only 300 made, worth at least 5,000 or more, selling for 1,800. And, you know, people are willing to take, you know, 70% reduction because, you know, it's ridiculous. I mean, because, again, internationally, and how many dollars you need to buy something has been reduced so much. So the value of the dollar is less, but people still act like these dollars are worth so much compared to what they're saying the value of goods is. It really should be the reverse. When you really think about it, I mean, it clearly things are undervalued significantly. The problem is wages have been stagnant for about four decades. I mean, this is not an exaggeration. That is the problem. That's how we're moving into a third world country and losing the middle class. But European companies lost over 100 billion euros on Russia amid this war. And we've been hearing all the parallels in the UK and Europe to our economic woes in recent times. Canada, their tech tax threat risks sinking Biden global tax plan, as it's being put. Canada's threat to press ahead with a special tax on American tech giants could blow a big hole in Biden's bid to remake the international tax system. It amounts to a vote of no confidence in the long-running effort. One of the administration representatives is worried it could prompt other countries to follow suit, unraveling years of difficult negotiations. I mean, why should those who are currently in control of the U.S. be dictating any international tax systems, is what I would ask. But why should there be any? I mean, why should the U.N., for that matter, or whomever would be the default? it makes you question the whole system. Another one of those. Trump's out there, of course, trashing Bidenomics still, asserting that he cares about enriching your family. Well, certainly, you know, I mean, the difference in the way a lot of policies ultimately affected your pocketbook during the Trump administration compared to this Biden administration, certainly, yeah, you know, there are some things undeniable, and a lot of people, they're affected by their pocketbook when it comes to voting. And we have, again, I was talking about the commercial property market. Baltimore Sun editorial board is telling everyone to keep calm amid this rising panic in the commercial property market. And just, you know, it's just staggering just how much lower the valuations of a lot of these giant corporate buildings are being re-rated at, valued. And, you know, they're just trying to get people to believe it's all going to change anytime now. Again, many others are out there. I mentioned this one yesterday. Nothing is over. The inflation is about to come back with a vengeance. And, well, the COVID lockdowns is really the final straw in this economic cycle. I've been saying that for a while, but actually I believe that they had the Hegelian plan of COVID. I mean, sure, there was something going around, whatever. As far as the lockdowns and money printing, okay, that was never justified. The only reason that happened is because they were already at the end of their rope economically. And why was this more than the U.S.? Well, because we're all joined at the hip economically in this current digitized international economy. So, of course, it had to be international as their Hegelian response, what they saw as a solution. But getting back to what's cited in this blacklisted news article, the one piece I wanted to quote from it here is just, you know, the amount of money printing. And of course, you know, you have to understand that that was why COVID happened when it did, more than anything else. But yes, I mean, we had 8 trillion. The final straw is how many put it. The COVID lockdowns with this 8 trillion stimulus package pumped directly into the system. And it's been coming crashing down ever since. Overseas, on the economic front, Italian bank shares plunge after populist government introduces windfall tax. Italy's right-wing populist government surprised European markets on Monday night with a new tax on bank profits, limited to fiscal year 2023. The country's lenders plunged in Milan trading, wiping out billions of euros in market capitalization. Italian Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini told the press conference a 40% tax on banks' extra profits derived from higher interest rates it amounts to billions of euros that will help fund working families hit by the worst cost of living crisis in a generation, including support for mortgages for first-time owners and tax cuts. I tell you what, folks, this current Italian right-wing populist government sounds like it really is a right-wing populist government. And how often does that happen, right? Caring about the people, that traditionalist family types have more money, the money they deserve. What a concept. It sounds like terrorists to me, thinking of plans like that, right? Definitely domestic terrorist activity there. China, we're hearing a lot about China having a rough time, and many could be suspicious as, is this more China bashing? First of all, a lot of this is reported in the economic cyber rags, which care about investors' bottom line. All right, they have no motive to focus on lying to you about raw data. And you have to remember, I mean, if the U.S. and Europe aren't doing well, I mean, who do you think China sells a lot of those products to? So they're going to get hit as well. We have a string of articles about their economic situation. And I could go through a couple of quick points, perhaps, and move on a bit. And a bit of other news, and we will, again, you know, be taking callers in the second hour, folks. If you do want to call in, that would be 512-248-8252 in hour number two. If you don't have the free minutes in long distance, 800-313-9443. But if at all possible, 512-248-8252 for the second hour calls. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
I'm an old sleep girl. You raise my hopes then, you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much, now I'm serving time in disillusionment.
I don't believe.
I don't believe you anymore. I don't believe you.
And we are back, folks, for the final segment of Hour 1. And during the segments of Hour 2, we will be taking calls. So feel free to call in 512-248-8252. Now, getting back to China's economy, we're hearing China facing new debt crisis as record number of LGFVs, missed commercial paper debt payments. The data was pretty bad. They're saying China exports unexpectedly plunged most since COVID as economic slump accelerates. Disappointing China trade data soured the tone. And as far as some of the trades, DXY bid while JPY lags, according to News Squawk Europe Market Open. China exports and imports collapse. Is this a harbinger of the global economy? You know, is this an early warning of the whole global economy's turn? And, you know, yes, as I point out, it certainly is a bellwether, a canary in the coal mine for what's going to happen with the interconnectedness of today's system. Major Australian banks are going cashless, forced acceptance of CBDCs. So what's next? They're asking for over there. And, of course, how much will it start linking? You have to wonder to social credit score type ratings. We have seven trends at Zero Hedge, which indicate economic disaster is approaching very rapidly. That's from Michael Schneider. And, well, you could check those out, but I don't know if we'll fit that in at the moment here. Detention in ascension. Illegal migrants in UK could be sent to remote volcanic island if Rwanda plan fails. So there you go. You know, there's a solution, you know, places like volcanic islands to send these illegals who are not of the native population of the nation's culture. Not a bad plan. Members of Congress visit site of Parkland school shooting in hopes of passing new gun control laws in our social engineering news. And, of course, that was a story from yesterday, dovetailing with that from today. Supreme Court rules 5-4 to revive Biden's ghost gun ban as legal battle intensifies. Wouldn't you know it? Right on cue, the optics prepared, just like clockwork. There's a good article to check out over at Activist Post. Indoctrination, intimidation, and intolerance, what passes for education today. And certainly, that's what it's all about when you send your child to public education. Really, homeschooling is really the only way to go these days, as much as many people feel it's just impossible with their situations. And yes, indoctrination, intimidation, and intolerance. I brought this one up yesterday. Will browsers be required by law to stop you from visiting infringing sites? Because France is already employing more of this. Being afraid when you're identified for what you say online, leading to self-policing. Anyway, a couple more stories to get through, and we'll start taking your calls in this second hour, folks. So stick around. 512-248-8252, and please support republicbroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United
with
States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.